Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is involved in a great struggle at the very heart of Eastern Europe. It is a struggle between right and wrong, good and evil, some of us believe. And yet, right now, the side of liberty, the side of enlightenment, appears to be stalled. There was a devastating piece in the Wall Street Journal by Ambassador John Bolton under the heading, Blame Biden's Hesitancy for Stalling Ukraine's Offensive. Paralyzed by fear of Russian escalation, the administration has sought only to stave off defeat. John Bolton, of course, is a former UN ambassador. He is the former national security advisor to President Donald Trump, the author of the best-selling book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. What has Biden done wrong regarding the war in Ukraine, Ambassador Bolton?
Well, from the beginning, he failed to deter the Russians from attacking in the first place. I don't know that it was possible to deter, but he didn't try. And that set a pattern that the Russians observed very carefully. They were able to deter Biden from supplying Ukraine with weapons and other assistance early. We had to fight over each and every substantial new weapons component that the Ukrainians requested and that NATO considered. So none of this was supplied in a strategic fashion, and it's one reason why the spring offensive didn't take place until it did, because the Ukrainians didn't have the equipment and the wherewithal that they needed. That allowed the Russians to dig in, to fortify the territory in eastern and southern Ukraine that they had occupied, and that helps explain why we're in gridlock right now. What I really worry about at the moment is sometime in the next 30, 60 days, if the gridlock continues, if the southern battlefields look pretty much the same as they do today, I'm worried that Putin will try and take advantage of this, make a public speech, call for a ceasefire, call for negotiations, saying, oh, the war has gone on so long, let's end it. And plenty of people in Europe, in France, in Germany, and I'm worried even the Biden administration here will take him up on that. Surely negotiations will solve the problem, they would say. Once that happens, Russia has a new boundary with Ukraine. Whatever the line of control is at that point, that's what Russia keeps, which would be at a very high price to Russia in terms of human lives and casualties, to be sure. But they have doubled the amount of territory in Ukraine that they now hold. And allowing Putin that victory would be a big mistake for the U.S. and the West as a whole.
What needs to be changed in terms of NATO policy generally? What kind of new initiative, if any, would you recommend for the Biden administration?
Well, I would certainly try and do everything I could to get weapon systems. The F-16 is a perfect example of it. It takes time to train Ukrainians. We could have been training them 6 or 8 months ago, but I think that needs to be rationalized and expedited. Our European allies have got to step up and do what they had pledged. Germany, for example, still has not done anything close to what they said they were going to do. But we also need to find more ways to put pressure on Russia. The politicians in Europe and the U.S. have touted the economic sanctions imposed on Russia. Here's the sad reality. They have not brought Russia's economy down. Putin is not on his knees economically. China, India, other countries have, in effect, come to Russia's rescue. This is a much larger subject than Ukraine, but the economic sanctions paradigm needs real enforcement, hard enforcement, vigorous enforcement to prevent the targets from mitigating or escaping entirely the effect of the sanctions. And probably one on the list of countries that needs sanctions applied to it is China, which is the main offstage supporter of the Russians in this war.
You worked with President Trump, and of course that's what The Room Where It Happened is about, your White House memoir. Do you believe that he could handle the conflict in Ukraine more effectively than President Biden?
No, I don't. I don't think he, to this day, understands what the conflict is all about. Over the past year and a half since the war began, he said a variety of things up to and including most recently that if he could get Zelensky and Putin in a room together, he could solve the problem in 24 hours. That's just pure fantasy. I very much fear that he still basically believes Ukraine is part of Russia, belongs to Russia, and that the way to solve the problem is to give Putin what he wants in Ukraine, and then he won't use force anymore. And in part of the bigger picture, though, I'm worried that this would simply expedite his desire to withdraw the United States from NATO, which I think he would have done had he won in 2020, and which I think he would certainly try and do if he won next year.
You have a tweet recently. You say the one thing that may change minds about Trump is a conviction. That would be an earthquake. GOP primary voters need to know that if you vote for Trump, he may be a convicted felon by the time we reach our convention. It could be catastrophic for the Republican Party. Your comment on your own tweet?
Well, this is something people have got to start thinking about. I mean, the schedule for the various trials still up in the air. We don't know, in fact, whether any of them will come to trial before the November 2024 election. I think it's likely one or perhaps both of the federal cases will. And, you know, people who cover this will grind the details into the dirt. People will lose sight of it. It's clear four indictments have not weakened Trump politically within the Republican Party. I think the one thing that could would be a jury of his peers convicting him on one or more of these charges. Then he can add the term convicted felon to his resume. And even if there are Republicans, and I'm sad to say there are, who would vote for a convicted felon, the vast majority of the American people would not. It would doom the Republican Party, I think, to inevitable, perhaps crushing defeat next November.
Do you have a preferred alternative to President Trump?
I don't at this point. I do think the debate coming up on next week on August the 23rd may be a pivot that people ought to look and say, are any of the people on that stage catching fire? And if they are, well, have at it and see what happens. And if they're not, they ought to look in a mirror and say, should I continue or is now the right time to get out?
You had spoken last time, I think it was, 4 years ago, about the possibility of a presidential candidacy. That's no longer an operative possibility for John Bolton.
Well, I consider myself a potential competitor, as they say in antitrust law, standing at the water's edge. I don't think we've had enough of a real examination of why Donald Trump is unfit to lead the country. I don't really believe his support within the Republican Party is what some recent national polls show. I think it's people who just don't like Biden and are reacting, going to their respective corners like fighters do. But I think Republicans have to solve this problem. Democrats aren't going to solve it for us. The media is not going to solve it for us. He was our nominee in 2016. We got to make sure he's not our nominee in 2024.
John Bolton, his book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, is a stunning read and an important read. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. John Bolton was the assistant to the president for national security affairs at the White House under President Trump. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the reasons that the homeless flocked to San Francisco and what this has meant for a building named in honor of the Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi. That and more coming up here on The MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. And there's more about the widespread GOP support for President Trump, even from a lot of his competitors. We're going to be there at the debate a week from tonight. who basically condemn the indictments more than they do the subject of those indictments. Coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Mike Pence was speaking in Indianapolis today, the same state capital where he was formerly governor. He's running now for president. His race has been troubled. It has not generated the kind of enthusiasm or even respect that I think that Mike Pence deserves. But he made this point in response to the most recent indictments that have befallen President Trump, his former running mate. This is clip number one.
Have said for now more than 2.5 years, and continue to insist to this very hour, the Georgia election was not stolen, and I had no right to overturn the election on January 6th. It's a hard truth. My friend Governor Brian Kemp said it well yesterday. He said, for nearly 3 years, anyone with evidence of fraud has failed to come forward to provide evidence in a court of law regarding the Georgia elections.
And then there was Chris Christie appearing on Fox News. Fox News is going to be hosting the debate a week from tonight. And he addressed the idea that there was somehow something illegitimate of indicting Trump in the middle of a presidential campaign. Clip 18.
Running for president is his choice. No one else is making him do it. But it is not an excuse not for the justice system to continue to operate. And I think all of these judges, in the end, will make decisions based upon reasonable availability of all the witnesses and everyone else. And in the end, what Donald Trump has to deal with is, this is not a civil case. He's never been involved in criminal cases before. He's been involved in civil cases where you can just put it off and, like, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. He is out on bail in 3 different jurisdictions. Usually when you're charged, often people are remanded and they stay in prison prior to the trial. He's been given release on all 3, and he'll be released confidently on the 4th one.
Okay, there's also Ron DeSantis issuing a statement in response to the Trump indictment and trying to relate it to his own service as governor in the state of Florida and the firing that he was involved with of 2 different DAs. This is Ron DeSantis, clip 2.
Okay, what are we going to do about it? And I've already said, as president, you know, we are going to end the weaponization of federal agencies like the DOJ and FBI. We'll have a new director. We will have new leadership in the DOJ. We're going to make sure that there's a single standard of justice in this country. Now, in terms of some of these local DAs, in Florida, we've actually suspended 2, one in Tampa, one in Orlando, over the last year for failure to follow their duties and responsibilities. And as president, we will lean in against some of these local prosecutors if they are not following the law or if they are abandoning their duty to enforce the law evenly. So I think that I don't know how it's going to affect anything politically. For me, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, let's get this country in a good direction. We need to have confidence in our justice system again. But before we get there, you know, we need major, major accountability.
Okay. The idea of a president being more involved with the Department of Justice, isn't that the opposite of de-weaponizing the Department of Justice? It's one of those things where there are reasons that Ron DeSantis has been stumbling, flailing, failing in his presidential campaign. Tim Scott was often considered a rising star, somebody who could come up as an alternative to DeSantis for the presidency because of his optimistic tone and his ability as a communicator and his great popularity in the U.S. Senate, where he is very popular. But on this issue, the issue of Trump's most recent indictments, Tim Scott didn't take the bull by the horns. This is clip 55.
We all heard that phone call with the former president, then president at the time, where he said, just find me the requisite number of votes that I would need. Doesn't that feel anti-American? Doesn't that feel like not what a president should do?
Well, we just continue to say it as I see it, which is that we see the legal system being weaponized against political opponents. That is un-American and unacceptable. And at the end of the day, we need a better system than that. And I frankly hope to be the president of the United States where we have an opportunity to restore confidence and integrity in all of our departments of justice in the country.
Yeah, but that phone call, you heard it, right?
Yes, but we just draw different conclusions.
And next question. You would fine. You would do that as president. You would look at the amount of votes.
Refusal to acknowledge that it's at very best inappropriate to be speaking to the Secretary of State and to say, I need you to find the 11,780 votes. Probably not a perfect phone call. And there is also this Trump ad, and a Trump ad about the DOJ and Biden and the treatment by the DOJ of the Biden family. This is clip 5.
Joe, how come your Justice Department goes after Trump endlessly, yet they cover for your family? Hunter's laptop? Yeah, that was censored, but we know that laptop's real. And it's not just filled with photos of Hunter's drug-fueled debauchery, either. Nah, it showed Hunter pocketed millions from foreign partners, cash from Ukrainian and Chinese interests accused of bribery and fraud. And remember when you claimed your family never made money from China? Well, Hunter admitted in court he took their cash. His Chinese business partner was tied to the Communist Party. How did Hunter's partners get meetings at the White House? Your brother, grandkids, even nieces and nephews got paid from foreign deals. Your family and their cronies raked in over $17 million from these schemes. And you, Joe, went from being one of the poorest in Congress to a millionaire in the White House. Come on, Joe. All this a coincidence or corruption? Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This Make America Great Again, Inc. is a super PAC on behalf of Donald Trump. There are more ads and more controversy, and also this story that just knocked me out. It's from the New York Times, and it's a piece about Charles Conan, who is a co-founder of the submersible manufacturer C Magazine Hydrospace, who estimates that there are now 200 manned vessels in private possession worldwide. Some are used by scientific institutions, others for tourism, and a growing number belong to a small group of yacht owners. So what do you need to get one of these submersibles? Well, a ticket aboard a submarine tour, like the one that ended in the 5 people dying in the sub-Titan while en route to the Titanic shipwreck in June, is too pricey for most people. Owning a submersible requires another level of wealth and boating infrastructure. What is that level of wealth and infrastructure? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
This is outrageous what you are saying.
Michael MedVed.
This is outrageous.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. There's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by. And 4 indictments
we have to see how this is really going to play out and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges. He is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. Search and rescue operations are underway after the Hawaiian island of Maui was devastated by wildfires. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said canine search teams and hundreds of personnel are searching for those still missing. The death toll has hit 106. Major cities across the central U.S. are in for the hottest weather of the summer. Forecasters say cities including Chicago, Minneapolis, and Des Moines, Iowa will be broiling under a massive heat dome. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about a piece about the new craze for submersibles. The headline, Submersibles, the New Big Thing for Quest-Seeking Yacht Owners. And only sufficiently large yachts, at least 120 feet, can hold a sub, which costs, hold on to your seat, $2 million to $7 million. That doesn't include the cost of a crane to lower the sub, the speedboat needed to board, and services such as map making and guides that can run about $15,000 per day. It's not like a fancy car, said Charles Conan, who makes these submersibles. It's more like a $5 million spacecraft. Just as having a helicopter and launch pad on a yacht was hot in the 1980s, Conan said, getting a personable submersible is increasingly a thing for the wealthy. Ofer Ketter, whose company Submerge caters to personal sub-owners, sees a similar trend. You have a mega yacht, a super yacht, a submersible that has become the next thing to have, he said. Deep sea explorations have a growing fan base among the elite. Filmmaker James Cameron and billionaire investor Ray Dalio have both donated vessels to the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and invested in the submersible manufacturer Triton Submarines. Dalio said it was about discovery. The ocean is the greatest resource we have, he said. It's twice the size of all continents combined and underexplored. This actually goes to some of the concerns that people have. Marianne Williamson was talking about, everybody talks about it, is most people in the country don't like what's been happening with the economy. They're paying more for food, for gasoline. Gasoline is back up. The soft landing that we were all hoping for and expecting from avoiding a recession, who knows? The market went down big time today. It went down big time yesterday. And the difference between people who can even think about spending $2 million on a submersible that doesn't really generate anything other than providing you with some thrills and some satisfaction. Yeah, we don't even live there. These are little two-person submersibles. And it just is one of those extraordinary emphases of the distance between people at the top in America, economically, and people who have a tougher time paying the bills or repaying college loans, if you will. There's a piece in the New York Post today, and the New York Post is, of course, a great source of conservative opinion. The piece is by Dan McLaughlin, who also writes for National Review, and he's joining us tomorrow. And he writes that nominating Trump again would be a disaster for Republicans. The criminal charges are one of the biggest reasons why. Even if you think that's unfair, it's reality. Even before the criminal charges, Trump was deeply hated by half the country and disliked by a lot more than half. He already lost to Biden once, and that was before January 6th. Opinion polls continue to show large majorities of Americans want nothing to do with what happened January 6th. Trump is also 77 years old, which makes it hard for him to make a case against the 80-year-old Biden's age. Now, on top of all that, he's an accused felon and could be a convicted felon by Election Day. He'll be in and out of courtrooms for months instead of campaigning. He's spending, by some accounts, as much as half the money he raises on legal defenses instead of on running campaign ads or getting the vote out. That will get worse. Trials are really expensive, and Trump has at least five of them coming up, if you include the New York Attorney General civil fraud suit. Because Trump's campaign is spending more than it takes in, he'll need a bailout from the Republican National Committee so his campaign doesn't go broke. That's more donor money wasted, and it will hurt Republicans running for every other office. The indictments will also keep Trump focused on talking about the 2020 election. And that, to me, Dan McLaughlin, that's the big point, is every hour we spend debating the 2020 election, which is over, which is in the past, which is finished, keeping Trump focused on talking about the 2020 election, which will keep January 6th on everyone's mind and make it harder to talk about the economy, the border, schools, China, or Joe Biden's woke social policies, or not to mention any of the Joe Biden scandals. Trump's legal problems will continue to push the Hunter Biden scandals out of the news and give Joe's defenders an easy way to say, well, Trump is worse. I know the response, writes McLaughlin. Trump's defenders will say that if Republicans let these indictments choose their candidate, every future campaign will feature criminal charges aimed at picking the Republican nominee. That's not really true. Trump did a lot to make his own messes, but even if it were true, it doesn't change the reality that Trump is damaged goods and a different candidate would have a better chance to win and put a stop to it. In fact, nominating Trump just to get retribution, as he says, for these indictments still means letting the indictments decide the nomination. And that's what many Democrats want because they think Trump is easier to beat. In 2022, Democrats spent more than $53 million boosting Republican candidates who ran on Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Remember that? They funded people like Mastriano in Pennsylvania and all across the country. And most of those candidates won their nominations as Republican primary voters fell for the trap. Every single one of them lost in November. Republican voters shouldn't fall for it again. Trump's problems are only going to get worse from here, he writes. Republicans don't need to make those problems their own. Meanwhile, the problems don't go away with people criticizing the new indictments from Fani Willis. And the idea of scheduling that trial, scheduling the Jack Smith trial, scheduling even the Alvin Bragg trial and the other Jack Smith trial on the documents, the one he has the toughest time of winning, at least according to some. Well, all of that keeps us away from talking about things like what's going on in San Francisco. The claim that enough subsidized housing will solve the homelessness problem is belied by San Francisco's efforts. This is the opinion of Judge Glock of the Manhattan Institute, where he's research director. In the past 15 years, the city of San Francisco has created more than 7,000 permanent housing units, enough to house every homeless person at the beginning of the period. But the problem has grown worse, that 11% of the homeless population was already living in subsidized or government housing before becoming homeless, again, most likely, shows that more housing is insufficient to stop the crisis. Although the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has put limits on what cities can do to remove encampments, some cities under its jurisdiction, such as Las Vegas, have managed to expand existing laws against street camping and provide affordable shelter alternatives. Meanwhile, more alternatives in terms of focusing positively on change in America. Coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, we were talking about this homeless disaster in San Francisco. And part of it has even been seen around the Pelosi building. Now, this is not Nancy Pelosi's home that was invaded by a crazy crackpot who beat her 80-something husband with a hammer. No, this is different. This is reported in the San Francisco Chronicle this week. Officials at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services advised hundreds of employees in San Francisco to work remotely for the foreseeable future due to public safety concerns outside the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building on 7th Street. The memo came on the same day that, according to Axios, President Biden's White House chief of staff called for more federal employees to return to their offices after years of remote work. The building has long been a locus of some of the city's most intractable problems. Dozens of dealers routinely plant themselves on, next to, or across the street from the property. This is the federal building. Operating in shifts as users smoke, snort, or shoot up their recent purchases. The property's concrete benches are an especially popular site for users to get high, to socialize, or just to pass out. While Pelosi's 5-person staff was not advised to work remotely, she raised concerns about the building's tenant safety last week in a meeting with the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of California. The safety of workers in our federal buildings has always been a priority for Speaker Emerita Pelosi, especially in the building or on their commutes, Pelosi spokesman Aaron Bennett said in a statement. In other words, even in this building that is supposed to be a showcase for liberal policies, you see what the liberal policies have done to the city of San Francisco right outside the door of the federal building. It's an appalling situation. That is just totally appalling. And meanwhile, there is an ad from a Win It Back PAC, which is a conservative Stop Trump kind of organization. That ad sounds like this. This is clip 6.
What I thought of Trump when he first came on the scene, to use a pop culture term, he came out with the spotlight already on him. He won my vote. He flipped me from independent to Republican. And it was a great 4 years. Now, the spotlight is just as heavy on him, but I feel like the light has shifted and it's a little bit darker. I think for 2024, Trump is not the most electable candidate. When the Democrat Party sees Trump, it's one of those things where it's like every time you turn on the news, you're winning the lottery. They're like, look what he's doing this time. You're supposed to block when the other team kicks. You're not supposed to, you know, score against your own team. He probably doesn't wake up without 50 emails from his attorneys about current or possible indictments. That's every day of his life now. And that kind of hurts me to say because I had Trump flags up in my house. I had one in my front yard. Like, I was that guy. Not this time. I felt like I met my hero and he let me down. So.
Winnet Backpack is responsible for the content of this ad.
That's Winnet Backpack. Rudy Giuliani, not a happy camper. He is one of the defendants of the 19 in this case in Fulton County, Georgia. And he went on Newsmax and had some unkind words for the district attorney, Fannie Willis, who has indicted him. This is clip 7.
He's a politician and not a lawyer, not an honest, honorable lawyer. This is a ridiculous application of the racketeering statute. There's probably no one that knows it better than I do, probably some that know it as well. I was the first one to use it in white collar cases. But in major cases like the Boesky case and the Milken case, this is not meant for election disputes. I mean, this is ridiculous what she's doing. Also, I don't know if she realizes it because she seems like a pretty incompetent, sloppy prosecutor. I mean, what she did yesterday with that indictment is inexcusable. If she worked for me, I'd have fired her.
It's unlikely that she's going to be working for Rudy Giuliani at any point. Historian John Meacham, who has worked with President Biden, he actually worked with President George Herbert Walker Bush before that. But John Meacham was on MSNBC and talked about what the Georgia indictment indicates and represents. This is clip 19.
He's recorded. I need to find these votes. Right. And then you have this whole cast of characters who've been indicted now in Fulton County who were attempting. And I use this word very, very advisedly. Right. I'm not just popping off here. This was a coup d'etat. This was an attempt to seize power that was not legitimately granted by the electoral processes of the Constitution of the United States.
And to say it's a coup d'etat goes over the top because that implies a level of success. And the one thing that is going to be most trying, it seems to me, for Fannie Willis is pursuing the prosecution when the entire plot conspiracy she was concerned about went so badly and achieved so little, so few of its aims. Meanwhile, talking about achieving your major aims, big, splashy, animated film with all kinds of very detailed animation, an interesting vocal cast, and, of course, beloved characters who first came to our knowledge in the 80s, a long time ago. The movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's right, Mutant Mayhem. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
They started off as teenagers in the late 80s, and they haven't gotten any older, but their artistic ambitions have gotten more elaborate in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, now playing in theaters everywhere.
That's some little tortoises, huh?
I can't believe there are other mutants!
Enough talk! I dream about fighting every night!
This is insane!
And the guy they're fighting against mostly is a gigantic mutant fly voiced by Ice Cube. There's a lot of emphasis on the grittiness of New York City life and the desire of the turtles of the title to win acceptance and go to high school like normal kids, including an aspiring teenage journalist voiced by Ayo Adebiri, who is also known as Puke Girl. Seth Rogen's name is all over the credits as one of the writers and producers of this frenetic failure that turns out more deadening than dazzling, with a PG rating that probably ought to be PG-13 for sheer nastiness. 2 stars for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. And the Mutant Mayhem has not been a kind of box office triumph. People were expecting a Barbie. Well, didn't quite arrive. Speaking of expecting a Barbie, Target stores like Bud Light is all of a sudden stung by culture wars. The retailer is lowering its profit goal for the full year. Executives say that in order to help achieve even that modified goal, they're going to modify Pride Month promotion. And the name of the football team playing in Washington, D.C., right now it's Washington Commanders, is again under dispute. There's a group called the Native American Guardians Association, NAGA, which is demanding that the Washington Commanders change their name back to the Redskins. Why, if that was such a horrible insult? And is the problem with hoax calls to police departments or suicide hotlines around the country. And a lot of it is related to what's called swatting. This is calls aimed often at synagogues in 12 states across the country and represents a real threat in terms of hate crimes. We'll talk about that situation. Also, the idea that we've talked about suicides before, real suicides, not phony ones, and why the rate has gotten to the highest it's ever been. Nicholas Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute has researched it and has a lot to say about what is driving the rates of suicide, particularly for older people and much younger people. And do criminal defendants make good presidential candidates? That's a fundamental question, which we'll be discussing with Dan McLaughlin next time, tomorrow, Thursday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.